something that came out, I think it was last week. Maybe you've heard this. I saw it and I'm like, oh, it's kind of fun, but eh. I mean, same old stuff, heard before. But then there was a little twist to it, and I thought, well, we just have a little fun with this. I'm talking about this study that came out last week. It was researchers at the University of Michigan releasing a peer-reviewed study that suggested that eating a single hot dog can take 36 minutes off a human's life. Did you hear that study that came out?
Yeah, combination of the hot dog and the bun, they say, takes 36 minutes off. Yeah. Do you believe that?
Conversely, they did say that if you ate nuts, it could add 26 minutes to your life. So I suppose sure. You know, have some hot dogs with nuts on it, and maybe you just cancel
offset
the two out. Yeah,
I don't think it works that way.
No. What? Yeah, I said I saw this thing. Yeah, okay, you know, I've heard these kinds of things before. But what intrigued me, what really got me, was that apparently it was one of 5,800 foods that were evaluated. Hot dog have to be number one for the most minutes off your life.
I see.
You think in the story you could find the list of the rest of the 5,800?
Of course not.
I looked at many stories. I finally have found a source, and I'll get to that in just a moment. Mm. That's one of the things that intrigued me. It's like 5,800 foods, and that's the one that was really highlighted on. What really made me laugh, though, is when, and I have it here referencing the Washington Post, but I'm sure there are others, that apparently somebody contacted Joey Chestnut.
I knew that was coming.
I didn't even think about that.
Well, I didn't either. I thought about myself. Really?
You should have been dead by now.
Exactly. I mean, that's where you'd go is to Joey Chestnut. You go to the most extreme eating representation of hot dog eating to really think that you're going to get a comment of something that's going to be relevant to a story that... But Joey, of course, commented. And the researchers went on to explain why they didn't think that he wouldn't be suffering all that much. Well, are you kidding me? Why not? Because apparently Chestnut sees doctors, does dietary cleanses, and eats healthy when he's not in training for his extreme eating competition.
Oh, there you go.
And as long as you do that, according to the nutrition experts, you'll be okay. In fact, the study researchers say this study, by the way, wasn't even done with extreme eating in mind. So then why are we talking to Joey Chestnut?
Why are we talking to Joey Chestnut?
Well, the media did, probably. The media wanted to get some reaction.
So that's what it says. Somebody picked up on this and said, who are we going to call about this? Go to the average normal person? No. We'll go to the unaverage person.
Yes.
I mean, please.
So moderation is a key, is what I'm hearing.
As it always is.
Mm-hmm.
The researchers, there's some other comments here talking about how... it would be better for his health if he didn't eat that many hot dogs at once. But again, because it only does it a couple of times a year, he probably isn't in any more danger than the average American, if you will.
All right.
Though, they did do the math. And according to this math, for all the hot dogs that he has eaten over his lifetime in extreme eating, it says estimation of 19,200 hot dogs over 16 years. He's lost 1 year and 15 minutes of his life. And Joey himself had a little fun with it and said, maybe I better just change to extreme nut eating instead.
There you go,
get some of his life back. So that was one thing that I thought was funny. Now, what about the other foods?
All right, the other foods.
Okay, let's find out. Now, I found a source finally. And there could have been others, but like I said, for most of the stories I'm looking at just really quickly, they mentioned the hot dogs. And so this is a source where I've got to scroll through. So I'm going to... start scrolling through what they have. All right, after hot dogs, soft drinks. Stay away from soft drinks. Can take 12.4 minutes of your life away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should be okay there, Peg. You're not drinking soft drinks, right?
No, I do not drink soft drinks. Pop, as we call it here.
Double cheeseburgers. Stay away from those.
What about if they've got bacon on them?
That's worse.
Oh, I thought that would help you.
Nope, just says double cheeseburgers.
Your health. Oh, all right.
Apparently, single cheeseburgers, you're okay. Just stay away from the double cheeseburgers.
Double cheeseburgers are the worst.
Oh, pizza.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, yeah, but you see, now we're getting down. I mean, what the hot dogs? We're, what did I say? 36 minutes? I mean, we're only like, what, the fourth food? And pizza's only 7.8 minutes.
All right.
I'd take my chances.
No. Okay.
It doesn't say what toppings. It just says pizza, by the way.
Okay.
Okay. Eating cheddar cheese. Oh, you're in trouble.
Oh, no.
You're in trouble.
That's a cheese eater.
He's a chess.
Yeah. Oh, no. What now?
You're doing okay on the pop, but you're... again, now we're like, what, the fifth food? And it's already. This is only 1.4 minutes.
Oh, all right.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
It does say specifically, by the way, cheddar cheese. It doesn't just say cheese. It says cheddar cheese.
Oh, so, you know, some of the other kinds, I'm okay. All right. It's not like I'm just grabbing a block of cheese, though, and eating it, you know, on my way home.
Pat goes into the store and says, I'll have a wheel of cheese.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Just roll on out of here with it.
Oh, French fries are on the list.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Why is it all the good stuff?
I don't know. What about sweet potato fries?
It just says French fries.
See, there you go. Okay. All right.
So sweet potato are good for
you.
Yeah,
they are.
Maybe you found a loophole.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-oh. No, I would think this would be healthy, but it's on the list. Avocados. Really? Okay. Oh, no. You know what? I'm sorry.
Oh, wait.
No, what? They switched on me.
Okay. I was going to say avocados, I thought, are the healthy.
Yeah.
It depends.
It says avocado can add 2.8 minutes to your healthy life. So this scrolling has gone from taking away to adding.
Oh, adding. All right. So that's what I thought. Yeah.
It didn't even say that here in the headlines. It just changed. Oh, so now avocados. Okay. Tomatoes are healthy for you. I think we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bananas.
Ketchup. Wait, does ketchup count?
Just says tomatoes. Okay. Doesn't talk about what to do with the tomatoes. Just says tomatoes. I hate to say it's not a bottle of ketchup, but they just show two ripe tomatoes here. Bananas are good for you. I think everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Baked salmon.
Yeah, I like baked salmon.
Dave, you're a fish guy.
Eat lots of salmon, yeah.
This says here it can add 13.5 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Salmon.
That's what it says.
Oh, all right.
That's what it says. Salmon. Cool. The popular peanut butter and jelly sandwich can add 33.1 minutes.
You're kidding.
Holy cow.
See, I have that at least four times a week. So there we go.
Wow.
Balances out the pizza I have once a week.
Well, I'm set then.
Yeah,
because for my entire life going through school, all I had to eat for lunch every single day was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I've got minutes to spare. Make up for all the Pop-Tarts I eat, which isn't even on the list.
I was going
to
say, is that doesn't add?
No, and that's all I give you.
It doesn't matter, right?
Well, that's got fruit in it.
5,800 foods, and they only scroll about 10 of these, and five good and five bad. Are you kidding me? There's got to be a better list out there someplace. I'll find it for you. Anyway, like I said, I was just—I knew it came out and it got a lot of attention. But when, again, I heard that the reference was asking Joey Chestnut about hot dog, please, come on, you know, why go there?
But again, I'm with you. I just think that you just balance it out.
Yep.
You know, have some cashews or nuts or whatever, and then you can have your two hot dogs.
I don't think you've ever heard any dietitian who's ever been so extreme that they never said you couldn't treat yourself as long as you're eating moderation. And,
right.
You know,
they didn't say anything about salads and greens.
No.
Could
have been on the list, just wasn't where I was searching.
I'm assuming it probably is on the list.
I'm thinking of 5,800 foods, it has to show up someplace.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Has to.
Oh, Coney dogs, right, have tomato in them, so there you go. So look at it that way. Hey, growing up in the Detroit area, you eat Coney dogs all the time.
And onions? Onions got to be good for you, aren't they?
That's right.
Come on.
I don't think Dave's believing this. We're not selling them.
We'll justify it somehow.